afternoon, everyone. This is Alexandra Metters of GalacticConnection.com, and today is September 16th, 2015. And basically, I just decided, I got a phone call from Matthew, and we were talking, and we started talking about our bodies and what we're going through and all the changes on the planet and how it's affecting us. And as you guys know, I've interviewed him a couple times before. He's just a super, super down-to-earth guy, and certainly seen his own challenges because of what he's trying to bring out to the public, especially, as you all know, what's going on with the naturopaths and the natural practitioners and the fact that they're being so extremely targeted right now. Anybody who is coming up with information that presents you an opportunity to feel better, have better well-being, and reach a much higher state of health without invasion to your body, this is really coming to a head right now. I'm sure everybody's familiar with the 13, I think it was up to 13 doctors who had all either been murdered or disappeared or what have you. And Matthew was one of the first ones that contacted me to bring to my attention this latest development. Can you talk to them a little bit about the, you know, you said something about the 29 people. And by the way, everybody, I just want to welcome Matthew Hurtado. And if you want to check out his website while we're talking, it's at rnadrops.com. Sorry about that.
Anyways. No problem. Yeah, so all these doctors got together, I think 28, 29 of them, and they were slipped a Mickey, I think, and there was a hallucinogen, and several, they were all sick. Some of them were almost dead, and not a good thing, and it makes you wonder because these were actually homeopathic practitioners. So even if you put a strong hallucinogen in a homeopathic formula, it's not going to kill you. So if they're doing a homeopathic conference, then somebody slips something in their drink because it just doesn't add up.
Now, Matthew, did anybody pass away from this?
I did not hear any reports of anybody passing away.
Good.
Although it looked like some of them were really close to passing away when the paramedics arrived.
That is so sick. So I just want everyone to know, I mean, you know how you hear about under the Bush administration, everything was war on this, war on that, war on the people, basically. And that's really still kind of petering out, you know, because we're stepping into our power, right? We're taking back our planet. We're taking back our health, et cetera. And it's interviews like this that I think that are just really essential for that. Now, Matthew, please share with them what you were sharing with me as far as right now your perception of health. It was beautiful. I hope you can reiterate it because, again, we had technical difficulties today.
Yeah. So my idea comes from personal experience. And when I was really sick and I had Lyme's and I was bedridden for a couple years, I realized that all I wanted was to be in a little bubble and to just be sedated and entertained. You know, I'd watch movies all day if I could. And it didn't take away the pain. It didn't give me any of my power back, but it made me completely subservient to any form of handout that was possible, even though I didn't get anything. Now, I realize when I look around that a lot of people are in the same capacity at varying levels. They may not be bedridden, but they're also not healthy, and they're not vibrant and in their power. And so my idea was that if everybody was in their power, then we probably wouldn't be allowing as much as what's happening in the world today where everything is upside down and, you know, everybody's so entertained, they're so distracted that it's very easy to take advantage of most people.
Good point. And I have to add to that because with my work, one of the things that I find all the time, I mean, literally across the board, is what I call a water violet state. It can also be several other types of flower essences, but the one thing that I see just literally hands down, I would venture to say 98% of the essences in the work that I do, I always run across this, Matthew, and that is people are in this cocoon state where they're staying inside the house, they're staying inside their room because Number one, the psychic attack has been so substantial. Number two, the attack on themselves because of what they believe in, how they see the world, how they perceive things, and how they share that information with others. So they're not really comfortable being out and about sharing what they feel and think, because we've all been so subjected to personal attack. You know, mm-hmm. So that's a very normal human response, to just kind of retreat and go into a place that you feel safe and secure. And the other thing I was going to say is, I definitely see it where family, you know, like family and friends, when somebody starts awakening and they start seeing the realities of things, they really have a difficult time knowing how to fit in. And the bottom line is, you're not going to fit in. You know, so, but I love the fact that you're looking at health through that lens. You know, it's really important. And I also want to stress with people, you guys have heard me refer to my very special friend that's a doctor, who really just sat me down and said, listen, I know you are on fire. You got to do your mission. You got to do it now. But the one thing you've really got to take consideration in is, you're not going to be worth anything to the world if you don't take care of yourself and your health. And that was a huge wake-up call for me. That was years ago, when I really thought I'd come such a long way because of all the challenges I've had since the accident in 2001. So today, what I thought we would do is we would bring out some very specific detailed information about what is most common amongst so many of you guys, and I mean male and female, and that is weight gain. People can't figure out, you know, no matter how well they diet, no matter how well they eat, they still can't seem to get the weight off. And what was the other thing you wanted to talk about?
Well, that's a big thing. Getting the weight off is very important, but it's the you know, the hormones. We're talking about the estrogen dominance, and that they all tie together. So this is all going to come together. And it's mainly, the way that I look at it is like this, and I've done this personal experience. If you don't have vibrant health and you're not full on in your power, which means you have to be extremely well, then the revolution that you want to happen in the world is not going to take place, because it has to happen inside of you. And that's where it has to take place.
Good point. Very good point. And I think also, just to add on to that, there is a revolution going on within you, because there couldn't be with the great amount of light that's hitting and penetrating your body. And so your body, on top of, okay, there's three things for that too. On top of carrying all your past life garbage, okay, because we are loaded, guys. I mean, I run people on the system, and I am blown away by the amount of garbage that we're carrying. All these viruses, all these diseases, all of this really heavy-duty density. That's number one. So that's one of the things we're really trying to do right now, is cleanse that, release that, surrender that. I think the second thing is the emotional element. We're so frustrated and we're so impatient because we want to be in a new plane of existence. But guess what? And I know I had a piece of that. That new existence has already been birthed, and it's ready for us to take action. So I really put some thought into this. I feel so honored to be here to kind of kick you guys in the butt. Because you are the masters, you are the enlightened ones, you are the ones that are going to take this all the way far and wide for billions of people here terrestrially. That's not including off planet, okay? Because we tend to look down upon ourselves and think that, oh, we don't affect them, which is not true. So I think the other thing that you were mentioning was, there is a revolution within us where our cells themselves have gotten so dirty and so dense and so mucked up and stagnated. So remember, you know, as above, so below, as within, so without. Okay. And Matthew and I can totally relate to that, because that's alchemy, that's homeopathy, that's the way we see and think about things. But it's very important. You know, I've struggled with the weight thing. I know many of you out there have. I talk to a lot of healers out there that the more work we do on the planet, the more we gain weight, right? And we've talked about this. Why does that happen? Well, this is another perspective, okay? This is just another flip side of that. I learned things while talking to Matthew. I had no idea. So let's start off with, you know, why is everybody putting on so much weight?
Well, one thing you just alluded to that's very important is to know that putting on the weight, that's armor. You're putting on armor to protect yourself, to create a buffer between you and your world. Because I did this myself when I started my business and I was still somewhat sick and I was trying to reclaim my health. I was scared. I had a lot of these deep, powerful emotional shocks. And we've all been through trauma. And what happens is when you set up this trauma and it becomes part of your vibrational pattern, you can tend to put on some armor because that is a buffer between you and a potential threat or attack.
Good point.
Yeah. And that is one key element of it, is the emotional factors have to be addressed. You have to get to the place where you feel safe to release the weight. And once you feel safe to release the weight, then we look at, you know, the hormones, because the hormones are really the key right now. We're being bombarded with what are called xeno, X-E-N-O, pronounced xeno, estrogens. And xeno means foreign. So it's not natural to the body. It's not a natural estrogen, testosterone balance, because all men and women have this balance. But when you introduce these outside peripheral influences, xenoestrogens, then we have some serious problems for both men and women. And it's everywhere.
So do you feel that that's like a higher percentage reason why people are putting on weight versus, say, stress?
Well, it also works in conjunction with the stress. When you become overly stressed, you can produce excess cortisol in the body. And cortisol is a stress hormone, and that can cause you to gain fat and get, you know, overweight. And, you know, all this stuff ties together. The estrogen dominance, that becomes weight gain. It affects all the thyroid, all the endocrine system. Everything goes out of whack, and it all starts with your internal system of maintaining harmony and peace and joy. But then externally, we have to do some things too in order to protect our bodies from the onslaught of these toxins. And we also have to detox the body in a safe and gentle way. And then there are support things you can do to maximize your natural hormone support and get back into balance again.
Wow. That sounds like a lot. I mean, if I was listening to this interview, I'd be going, oh my God, I have not even a prayer.
No, that's true. It does feel overwhelming, but it's really not that complicated. There's a lot of information out there, and you could study it for years and years, and you could feel like it's too much for me to even get started. But the easiest thing of all is I brought a bottle here. It's a plastic bottle. And if you're drinking out of plastic and you're eating out of plastic, you know, you're getting BPAs. I think it's bisphenol A or whatever they call that.
Yes.
That is going to produce estrogen in the body, and that's going to affect your system and your glands and your organs. And that's one of the main causes. And then there's also
– there are so many of them. Let's go through each of them so people are fully aware of this. I was blown away, guys, when I read this.
You know, your main culprits, you could look at like dairy and meat. Let's say that you're getting on them the inorganic versions. Well, you have the pesticides, the herbicides, the GMOs, the antibiotics, all the things they put in these. Those are all going to affect your hormones and glands, and things are going to go out of whack. But if you want to make it real simple, the simplest place to start is just to look at sugar. Sugar itself, the amount that we eat, the processed sugar, is, you know, thousands of times what it was when we, you know, decades ago. That is causing major decline in male testosterone. Sugar is the primary culprit. And then, you know, for a female, obviously it's the insulin, the diabetes. And we got to talk about insulin if we're going to talk about, you know, getting the weight off, because as long as, you know, sugar is affecting blood glucose. So if you have a meal and it has a lot of sugar in it, or it has these high fast carbohydrates like the some of your grains, your breads, your wheat, your pasta, your wheat, things that are rich in the glycemic index. You can look this up yourself online. What that does is it causes an insulin spike and the glucose goes up. But the problem is glucose comes down fast. Insulin doesn't. Insulin stays up for hours. Insulin's the fat-storing hormone. So let's say you start your morning off with some coffee and you have a donut. Well, the issue with that is that blood glucose goes up, insulin goes up. And then blood glucose is going to drop, which is going to make you hungry much sooner because it's not balanced. But your insulin has not gone down. So your fat-storing hormone is stayed up. So now you're hungry again because your blood glucose just dropped. So now you eat, let's say you get a hamburger. So you got the bun on there and you got these things that raise your blood glucose back up again. Well, your insulin hasn't dropped yet. So that food that you just eat now, you're going to have a predominance to want to store that as fat. Mm. So you got to take control of this cycle at some point. And the easiest way to do it is to look at, you know, these foods that convert to sugars really quick. Rapidly. Look at the glycemic index of what you're eating and start to choose lower glycemic foods. And then that keeps the insulin in check so that it stays down and the blood glucose stays down. And then your body can naturally release fat as fuel. So that is the easiest, most fundamental way to do it. And when we talk about, you know, the xenoestrogens, there are some supplements that you can use and there's some easy ways that you can get it out of the body. You want to get that stuff out of your body and you want to protect yourself from constantly doing these things that bring it back into your body.
Okay. So let's just make these guys aware of what xenoestrogens are. And there's a lot of classifications here. This was something I really felt like everybody needs to be aware of this. As you said, the first one was pesticides and herbicides. That would include something like DDT, endosulfan, methocyclor, toxaphene. These are just a couple of examples. That's a given. You know, everybody I know, Matthew, they're all like, yeah, okay, we already know pesticides are bad. But I mean, just when you go to the store and you have an ant invasion in your house, you really need to step back. It's not even just about maybe it being harmful to your body, but it's also typically in an aerosol can. And if it's traveling airborne, believe me, you're going to absorb that. There are always natural, effective ways to do things. With ants, I use, it's a white powder. What do you call that? And I sprinkle a little bit of that, and they carry it back to their nest, and they're gone within a couple of days. And it's natural. If my dogs lick it, it doesn't kill them.
Yep.
You know?
That's exactly it. You switch out a lot of these man-made toxic chemicals for as natural as you possibly can. And that is a big component of it.
The next one, what he was talking about was the plastics. And this is something I've really kind of been really becoming more aware about, because everywhere you go, they're serving you drinks, you know, at restaurants and coffee shops, et cetera. And a lot of times it's in plastics. And they contain bisphenol A, is that what it's called?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it says here 27 times greater contamination when it's in the cans. So apparently these plastics are in the inside of the cans.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what about milk cartons? Is it inside milk cartons?
All of that stuff. That's all of it.
Oh, my God.
Well, the milk cartons used to be glass, remember?
Yeah.
That was before my time, really. But, I mean, milk cartons used to be glass. They used to drop them off, and it was a glass container.
Yeah, and I know in your neck of the woods, they actually have those little compartments where they would open it up and put the milk in, and you could open it up from the inside of the house. I saw that when I was living back there.
Yeah.
Anyway. And then you have laundry and dishwashing detergent. Most of them contain ninylphenol, octylphenol, spermicide.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, come on.
Get everybody
spermicide.
Yeah.
You know, please tell me, why would anyone create a product that you're washing your hands and your dishes every day, however many times a day, and they're going to put spermicide in it?
Right.
Does that not appear to you to be a deliberate consideration?
Yeah.
So I just did this. I just went out and bought a very green detergent for my dishwasher. And I looked at the other spot remover that came free with my dishwasher, by the way. And I looked at the ingredients. And isn't there like a rule, if you can't pronounce it and it's like X number of syllables, just know it's not good for you?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, one of those things?
Yeah, and you know, they test all those for safety. They test them one at a time, all these chemicals. They don't test them in the clusters that we are giving them.
Interesting.
So, yeah, it's the same with pharmaceutical drugs. I mean, you know, by the time you take a cocktail of all these drugs, it's not the same as when it's been tested one at a time. It's now this is a completely different chemical reaction that we don't even know what that does.
That makes more sense, because that's probably the reason that there's so many, what, hundreds of thousands of deaths from complications of combining all the pharmaceuticals of patients in the hospital, et cetera?
I mean, it's logical. I've had a personal experience. They almost killed me in the ER one time. I had a migraine for 10 days, and I thought, geez, I don't know what to do. So I went in to go get, something from them, and they put an IV in my arm. They put 6 drugs in me, and I couldn't use my legs for months after that, and I almost died. I went into shock many times. So what are you going to do? You know, I've learned my lesson the hard way. You know, if I have a migraine, I'll deal with it. There's natural ways to deal with migraines that I will prefer, and that would be the never resort again. I'd never do that again. But my last-ditch resort would be to use pharmaceuticals like ibuprofen and aspirin and things like that, because there's a lot of natural things you can do. Himalayan crystal salt with some lemon juice is one way to deal with it naturally. You know, try things like that. Try almonds. A handful of almonds has the same amount of, this ingredient that's in aspirin naturally. So you can try a bunch of natural remedies before you go ahead and artificially, synthetically try to induce something in your body in an unsafe, potentially unsafe way.
Interesting. Yeah, and I know they have willow bark, which is a natural herb from what I've read in the past, the difference between, say, aspirin and the original herb itself is in many cases, maybe not with aspirin, but in many cases what they did was they took the original molecular imprint of the herb and they changed it just by maybe one molecule so that they could patent it. That's where it all began. That's where the whole pharmaceutical industry began, so that they could patent it and they could have control over it. But what happens is the body doesn't know where to put it because it's not a natural fit, you know? So once it enters the body goes into complete disarray. Oh my God, this is poison. This is contamination. I got to stick this over here.
Yeah. And some people say, well, it's an extra molecule. Who cares? But look at the difference between H2O and H2O2. One of them is good for you. One of them will kill you if you ingest it. So you got water and you've got, what do they call that stuff? H2O2 is your hydrogen peroxide.
Hydrogen
and oxygen, hydrogen peroxide. Yeah. Wow. So that's the difference between one molecule being changed.
Yeah. So it sounds like it's a very small thing, but in reality it can be deadly. And that's another reason that we're all putting on weight, right, Matthew? I mean, we're storing. The body is brilliant. And if you start looking at everything, I mean, seriously, folks, if you start looking at your cysts, your tumors, your skin tags, your bruising, your blemishes, your lesions, I don't care what it is, if you start looking at that and realizing that the body did that to try to save you or an organ or cells or what have you. I mean, the body is constantly working to try to keep you alive. Constantly.
Yeah. Now, the biggest thing you have to understand is that even though we have gotten bigger than ever in our society and we have food everywhere, we are almost all of us are starving to death for nutrients. We are overfed and undernourished. It seems like there's food everywhere, But that's really not necessarily food. We've been conditioned to believe that this is food. And so the key is you have to get the nutrients into the body. So the key is to add in, don't take away. If you want to, let's say, oh, this is just too much for me to handle, I'm not going to change my whole diet, what can I do? It's so simple. Well, start to add in the good stuff and force it into your regimen. I was taught this years ago, I had to add in 2 organic salads per day with fresh organic kale, spinach, broccoli, you know, raw seeds, nuts, things that were all natural that grew from the earth. I brought those into my regimen twice a day, and that actually started to make me feel better. I was satiated, and I started to not want the junk food, so I started to just start to give that up slowly. So start to add in, and then the other stuff can start to wean out.
That's a really good point. And one thing I tell people all the time is they get too radical with the changes they make on the body. And, you know, like, for example, you're talking about detoxification. If you're going to detoxify your body, trust me when I say too much is not a good thing.
Yeah.
Way serious, guys. I mean, I know from other doctors that they're even taking stuff off the shelf to be purchased over the counter because it's gotten so serious. You know, people are ending up in the emergency room because they're detoxing their bodies too fast, too soon, too quickly. So, always remember, grace and ease in the way that you're implementing all these changes. It's very important to honor your body.
That's exactly right. I get people that call all the time because, you know, since I've had some of these illnesses, they call and they have questions. And a lot of people are so zealous to get well that some of them go into these detox protocols that put them in the ER or make them very just violently ill.
Yeah.
And the
yeah.
first thing I have to tell them is, look, your body wants to detox. You just have to focus on supporting your body to be strong and healthy, and it will start to naturally detox itself, and then you can add in little bits at a time. But don't get crazy with these major detoxes because you'll wish you were dead if you do. You know what I mean? They're bad.
Yeah, they really are. And if for any of you that don't understand this, the load on your body when you take some of these detox kits, I mean, there's some that are out there that are excellent, but there are others that are just a nightmare to the body because the load, what happens is with detoxification is it has to go through all the myriad layers and systems. So, you know, the keys are your urinary tract, you know, your kidneys, your liver, your gallbladder. Okay, those are the key, you know, detoxification kits that you'll see. But, and you want to do them in a specific protocol and format, right, Matthew? You want to do them in a specific, you know, sequence.
Yeah, it's best to start with your colon first. You know, doing good colon cleanse. You know, Dr. Edward Group has a good one called Oxy Powder. I've used that a few times. And that's good because it just, you know, puts, you know, helps. You start with that. That's like your oil filter on your car. Just do that. Start with the colon, then you can do the liver, and you can do the gallbladder, and then the kidneys. And you can just do them one at a time. But the main thing is honestly, it makes no sense to do any of that stuff unless you're going to look at potentially looking at sugar itself. I think sugar is the one thing, if you want to just do one thing with your life that can help you transform your health faster than anything, stop eating sugar. You know, just have a certain day of the week that you allow yourself that kind of sugar and then push everything to that one day. And then construct a regimen that avoids that, and you'll see your health transform faster than you can imagine.
Okay, I'm going to take, what do you call it, devil's advocate here.
Yeah.
For those of us who enjoy a nice, you know, cinnamon scone, okay, with yep. a tea or whatever, the first thing that I'm going to say is I've done a lot of investigation on this through my own alchemy work. And there is definitely something associated with the addiction to sugar, which just about everybody I know on the planet probably has.
Yep.
And the addiction to it has so much to do with not being bitter, but being joyful. You know, because it's related to the pancreas. And so it's kind of like our It's our little way of having a slice of joy, you know, because we're bringing it into our bodies. So again, I'm going to say to you, it's not just good enough to just cut out sugar, because most people don't have the ability, because it's also linked to a program.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a challenge. And the way that I did it, you know, I'll give you a good story. My friend Beth was a former Miss Wisconsin, and now she's in her 50s. So this was years ago that she did that. And she had let things get away a little bit recently where she was unhappy, which is key number one. She was very unhappy in some life circumstances that were not serving her. And so there she put on a bunch of armor to deal with the emotional conflicts that she was dealing with. And so then, you know, with those emotions come the comfort foods. So she got into that downward cycle and ended up finding herself overweight. And so what she did is she quit the processed foods, and she got her sugars from fruit and natural sources, but she basically got rid of the bread, the white rice, the noodles, you know, the cupcakes, the cookies, the brownies, and she focused on, you know, fruits and vegetables, nuts, and organic meat, you know, kind of like a paleo diet. And she didn't exercise that much, but she lost tremendous weight. I mean, I saw her a couple days ago, and it's been almost 30 pounds that's come off of her since the last time I saw her, you know, several months ago. And she said it was effortless. She said it was just like watching it just fall right off.
Good.
And, you know, she has a lot of discipline, so not the average person, that may be too extreme, but just try to do what you can do, because it's all at varying levels. If you can get rid of some of it, then you'll start to feel that much better.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Good point. So another example of a xenoestrogen is PCBs, which you brought up. But here's a key. They were found to be toxic, and they were actually issued as an illegal substance at one point. But one of the things we need to remember is that this is still being stored in the fat cells of all the animals that we eat. So I just want to pass that on to all of you guys. And they've even said that with PCBs, it lowers the fertility rate just in one of the studies in polar bears. So there's clearly a if you want to have a baby, these are all really key ingredients to stay away from if you want to have children and a family. Yeah. This was interesting. Commercially raised pork, beef, and chicken. Now, what's the option to that? That would be like going to organic farms. What do you say to that, Matthew?
Yeah, I live in Wisconsin, and around here we have grass-fed organic meat, and the local farmers will always sell that to you. So you know, buy it in advance, get some in advance, put it in your own house freezer. And, you know, we're not looking for perfection here. Nobody's going to be perfect, and you're not going to avoid these things 100%. It's just not possible. But what you do is you try to initiate, you know, to the best of your ability and set up the strategy so that you can win. And so what we do is we buy the meat, then we freeze it, and then most often when we have a home meal, that's coming from that source. So if we go out and we have fast food once in a while, we know that that's going to obviously not be the good stuff, but you got to have a little fun. But the majority of the stuff we do, we try to consciously put that grass-fed good stuff in your body.
Right. And it also goes back to, I don't know if most of you probably may already know this, but it also goes back to your body does much better. For example, when you purchase honey, your body assimilates the benefits of that honey if it's something that came from your local area that you live in. And the same would apply to the grass and anything like that. Remember that in herbology, one of the most amazing things that nature provides us is for every plant that has some sort of poison or some sort of irritating element to it, I forgot how many feet away from that plant there is always the counterpart that provides you relief. Isn't that amazing?
That's cool.
How incredible nature is.
The problem and the answer right next to each other. Yeah.
So cool. Now, this one's really big. Preservatives in lotions, makeup, shampoos, etc. This would be your parabens. And I freaked when I read this that apparently this is 10 times more debilitating and poisonous than taking it orally. Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that something? Well, and that's why Sabrina started a natural skin care company, because it's obvious, you don't want to put that stuff, your skin is going to absorb all this stuff. So if you put poison on your skin, you might as well just eat it, because you're going to take it in your body anyway. So coconut oil,
People know that, Matthew, but like for women, there's all kinds of cool potions and lotions and fun things that we can go and pick up at the store. And we're thinking, you're just going to put it on that one little section of your body, And then you read this and it's 10 times the poisonous load on the body. That's crazy. And then this freaked me out. There are supposedly shampoos that are deliberately contaminated with estrogen. And they did a study, and they found that when they were using these types of shampoos and conditioners, that they'd used a 14-month-old baby, and the baby started growing pubic hair. Okay? And they stopped, and they realized that it was associated with the shampoos and stuff. 14 months old, and it was already growing pubic hair. Unbelievable. Another biggie is sunscreens. I'm sure many of you know this. This is kind of near and dear to my heart, because I am a very fair person, and I was so fair in high school that I was embarrassed about it. In fact, I was so embarrassed about it, I didn't even want to go to the pool, because my skin was very, very, very white. And my parents used to kind of joke with me about it, like, where did you come from? because my skin was so white. And so they used to, put sunscreen on me all the time, and I would burn even if I had it on it. And now what they're selling is a sunscreen that mimics the estrogen, and then they've proven that there's all kinds of abnormalities in rats with tests and things like that. So be very careful. If you're going to insist on wearing sunscreen, look for something that's organically created. There is another element to that, and that is, how do you perceive the sun? And Matthew, I have done this. I have gone out when it's a really sunny day, and I have called in the sun, and I have asked the sun to bless me. And then I have called in a ultraviolet ray shield, that it would only allow the most beneficial rays to penetrate my body, and I never got sunburned.
That's awesome. That's part of taking your power back. You do create your own world, so.
Because I love the sun, and we have demonized the sun. Think about
it. The sun's fantastic for you. Yeah.
It is so healthy for you. And when my father was in his last months of his life, I was begging the place that he was staying, please let him go out into the sun. Please. And they wouldn't do it. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Another thing that really kind of blew my mind, and I really want to address this because I see this a lot with some of my clients, is endometriosis. And they have actually affiliated sunscreens which have benzophenone in -3 in them. And apparently that's very affiliated with uterine growths and endometriosis, which is the number one cause of sterility.
Mm.
Unbelievable. Fragrances, this kind of blew me away. We have to be careful of perfumes, colognes, and fragrances of all different sorts. But the one thing that was very surprising was even when you get into your natural fragrances, you have to actually be careful about your hormonal balance then too. Huh, Matthew?
Yeah, it's true. You obviously have the charts in front of you, but there are certain things that can disrupt that balance. What does it say on that sheet right there? There are some of the highlights there. Some of the essential oils.
There's a few essential oils like lavender oil, I believe, and tea tree oil.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't say, oh God, don't ever use it, because those are two like awesome oils. What I'm saying is we just need to ask the body, always do the test, you know, now for those out there that already know this, please forgive me, but always take it with your left hand, whatever it is, whether it's an oil, an essence, a product in the store, even meat that you're buying at the counter, if you're still eating meat, always take it with your left hand, hold it up to your sternum for just a quick second. Ask your body, is this serving my higher and best good? Is this the best brand? You know, questions like that. Always present it in a yes or no. And then allow, just stand there and allow your body to tell you. If it sways forward, it's a yes. If it sways backward, it's a no. Okay? And it works.
And I like that you said that, because it's your body. For instance, if you and I were sitting down to have a fresh garden salad and everything was organic and it had beets on it, you may enjoy it, but I'm very allergic to beets. So for me, that would throw me into a tailspin for a day or two, and that's just my body. Now, an example of the xenoestrogens, I had a lady that's a customer of ours, and she's seeing a doctor about getting her progesterone in check and these other hormones, and he's big on the xenoestrogens, and he's the one that actually provided these charts you're looking at. And so what happened was she gets migraines from this estrogen stuff, and they're trying to figure out what was causing it. Well, it turned out it was some of this lip stuff she's using, just a little lip stuff. And, you know, so how important are these things? Well, some things are more important to you than others, and it's a good idea to test it with your own body.
In fact, I want everybody to know, it's already worn off, but there are just some great lipsticks out there that are all natural, and they do have great, color to them. They're available. They're not even really that expensive. I mean, because makeup has just become outrageously expensive. And the other thing is coffee. So I kind of wanted to hear your take on coffee, because one of the biggest things I learned on my walk out of like absolute daily, hourly, minutely misery was I met with a guy, just an incredible Ayurvedic teacher master. And one of the things I told him, I says, I love tea. Love, 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 love tea. I grew up on tea. My dad was English. Everything was around tea. And he slowly converted me over to the really hearty green teas. And I love them. And they give you energy all day long, and you don't dip. You're just kind of on a, not a buzz, but you're just on like a kind of a natural high all day. So,
yeah.
But for the coffee drinkers and the black tea drinkers, what would you say?
Well, that's why we created the product Alter Rush with our company, because that was a replacement for coffee, because coffee is reported to create this estrogen dominance, coffee is a touchy subject. People that love their coffee absolutely are never going to give up their coffee.
Correct.
I would say just be mindful. Like if you're going to the major place where, you know, everybody buys their $6 lattes, I mean, you have to know that stuff is probably going to contribute to it. If coffee does cause estrogen dominance and you're buying that type of coffee and you're having it every single day, I would say then don't be alarmed if you're starting to have issues that are related to, you know, these xenoestrogens, because that's probably where it's coming from.
And I think the quality of coffee is so important, and also grinding the coffee. So it has that fresh reaction when you grind it. Those are really key components. I was also really blown away by, they listed some herbs, clover, alfalfa sprouts.
Yeah, interesting.
I was really surprised at that. Sunflower seeds, Queen Anne's lace, pomegranate, dates, fennel, licorice, yucca. There's just a whole bunch of them. Okay, now the biggest, hottest topic is soy. So tell me, what are your findings on that? What do you tell your clients about soy?
I hate soy. I just Okay, I know that there's certain soy that maybe was used in Japan that's actually real good for you, but most all the soy that's out there today is estrogen just dominant. I had a kid that worked for me. I told the story before, and he was in his young 20s. He was fresh out of the military, and he was actually impotent, and he had a lot of, I mean, he just looked like one of these modern day, like hipsters without the beard, but he was a hipster, kind of a feminine guy, and I was just shocked when he told me that he was impotent at such a young age. And so I just kind of observed him, and I noticed he ate the same thing every single day for lunch. And what he did is he would go to, the local Walmart, buy a big bag of this beef jerky. That's not real beef. And so I turned the bag over and I looked at it, and it was soy protein. And that's all was in there. He ate that every single day. And I said, "How long have you been eating this stuff for?" He goes, "Oh, I've been on this for like a year now." And I'm like, "Yeah." I'm like, "That is why." I'm like, "You just, okay, just don't eat it for a week. Just stop." And I said, "Here, take this tea spray." I gave him the tea spray, which Dr. Howard created to help some of these male issues. And within, 3 to 5 days, he said he was knocking it out of the park. And then I explained it to him. I said, "Look, you're eating soy every single day, and you're wondering why." I mean, I could see it all over him. He was looking soft. He had this a lot of girl tendencies, and he was impotent, and he was, probably on his way to prostate problems soon too. I mean, all sorts of problems that he was bringing on his life just by what he was putting in his mouth. Soy. I don't like soy. I won't touch it unless it's slipping in there somewhere where I don't see it.
So what about things like edamame?
I don't eat edamame. I don't know. I don't eat it. I have a pretty basic regimen. I like to stick to a paleo regimen as much as possible, and that kind of keeps me away from a lot of that. Like I'm like a chicken, beef, organic type eggs, vegetables. And what's cool about vegetables is in broccoli, there's something called indole-3 carbonyl. And now we can talk about how you get some of this stuff out of your body. So some of these stuff help clean your liver out. And a lot of these xenoestrogens, you got to get them out of your liver. And a real easy way to do that is to raise your stomach acid, your betaine HCl, raise that up. And also indole-3 carbinol that you would get from greens or in a supplement form can help you get rid of some of these xenoestrogens. And there's also sulfur and glutathione. And one product we have with this Earth One Essentials, it's called the Daily Cleanse Rescue Kit. This is designed for that, and it has D-L-methionine and betaine HCl. So you get the betaine up, and you create the glutathione and the sulfur can help your body start to get this stuff out.
Awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah. So, try to make things simple is what I think. Take a complex area and try to make it so that, it can be simplified.
Well, I think the main thing I want to stress is that even those components out there that are organic or natural, they too can still trigger estrogen creating reactions within the body. So we're just like overloaded in estrogen, and this is the ultimately major reason, other than stress, that is the reason we're all putting on weight and we're having difficulty taking it off. So I wanted you guys to hear about these products a little more detailed. We had only gone over them very rapidly before, but the Blitz, I call it Blitz, and the tea spray, and one is for the females and one is for the males. So, Matthew, go for it. Tell everybody what do these do?
Whenever I have a challenge, I always go to homeopathy, and Dr. Howard is our consultant that we bring on for our company, and he's, in my opinion, one of the best in the world, and he creates these solutions for us. And what we've done with tea spray is we've taken the complex subject of how do you support male testosterone in a way that's safe, and because a lot of companies exploit this. They know that testosterone's low, epidemically low, and so they'll get you tested. They'll show you how low it is, then they'll give you, testosterone, regular testosterone, and there's a lot of problems with that. You can have all sorts of problems with that. You can look that up yourself. I'm not a doctor. I don't want to get into that. But what we do is we do it in the other way, which is homeopathy. It's a much older body of medicinal knowledge, and it's also safe to the body. It's not going to cause a synthetic, overcompensation where your body's going to have to counteract itself by dropping your testosterone levels. So we kind of nourish the body to raise itself back up. And so in the tea spray, what we have here is we have the one deer antler, orchic, tribulus terrestris, essential cell minerals, HGH, GHRH, IGF-1, beta-cytosterol for the prostate, an adrenal complex, and it goes on and on. But this is all a proprietary formulation, and the results speak for themselves. We've had bodybuilders in my companies that I used to own that I sold. I had bodybuilding companies. We would take some of these guys that were using top-shelf pro-hormones, and those were just analogs for steroids. And they're all illegal now, but you know what those are because Mark McGuire and Barry Bonds, they got busted for using that stuff. Well, because that made them Superman. I mean, those things were steroids with lipstick on. That's all they were. They were illegal in a gray area, but that's it. And so these guys were all using those. Now, nowadays, you can't get that stuff. But what you can do is you can take a lot of the herbs and a lot of the natural things that are out there that do help. And I think that the body of knowledge known as homeopathy is one of the best ways to do it. And so we put it all into one package. We give it to these bodybuilders. And I've had these guys say that, this stuff is just as good as some of that stuff I was using before. And they go, what's the side effects? And I'm like, there are none. All you have to do is you have to go off of it every 8 to 12 weeks and take a month off so that your body has a chance to recalibrate naturally. And that's all there is to it. Natural way to do it. Now, the Bliss for Women, my mother-in-law calls this her blue pill, wink, wink, for women. And she's in her 60s, and I have the testimonial. I used to put it on the website. I don't do anymore because it's embarrassing to my Sabrina because it's her mom. But she talks about how her sexual capacity and the level of pleasure that she received is on the next level. And the reason why is because we have oxytocin in there, which is the love and the bonding chemical hormone that's in the homeopathic version. And then we also have several other things. But it's designed to create feelings of love, trust, intimacy, connectedness, fondness, and increase sexual pleasure at the same time, and also help with female hormonal support. So you got that all under one package. Now, that's some things you can add in to help with the body. But don't kid yourself and think that you can eat whatever you want all day, every day. I can live on sugar and I can take xenoestrogens all day because nothing will help you then. But if you do them all together, you can really start to make some incredible gains.
Awesome. And there's two things I would add to that. The first one is, and I tell this to all my clients that use my personalized essences as well as my master formulas, is they have a state of consciousness. So when you are taking them, they're very high vibration formulas. When you're taking them, you communicate to them and you command that which you are wanting for the day, especially if it's in regards to that particular type of formula. And I'm telling you, if you start communicating with, that's why I love and thrive with homeopathy and essences and crystals and anything to do with nature. I mean, I'm just there. I'm all over it. Because it's there. It's there for our pleasure. It's there for our support. And a lot of people don't think about that because you're actually purchasing a product that's alive. There's the key. Yes. It's alive and it's going to communicate with you. So the same goes, and this is why he and I are so much on the same page. So now tell everybody, if they really want to hunker down and they want to get serious, let's say they're already eating pretty well, because I know a lot of people are very conscientious about their diet. They're eating well. They're really trying to take care of themselves. They're avoiding as much sugar as they can, which even that is difficult because they put sugar in just about everything you buy these days.
Like you're going to get it, even bottled water.
Bottled water. Yeah. That's crazy.
It's got a teaspoon of sugar in it, a bottle of water you buy. Yep.
I did not know that. Wow. So for those that really want to hunker in and lose the weight, what do you recommend?
Okay. Now, we talk about losing weight. This is what I recommend, and I'll tell you some of the results that I've experienced. Because I don't just tell you these things. I mean, I was a personal trainer for over a decade, and I've worked with pro athletes. I've played sports my whole life. And this comes from, being in the field and seeing what really works. Now, if you really want to get involved and you really want to get serious, you can go to our website and go to the knowledge base. And then in the knowledge base, there's a section that says how to have a super body. And you can enroll in a 30-day program that I've already pre-recorded, and it goes takes you one day at a time, and it takes you gently by the hand so that you can walk right into this process. And I did it in real time, and so that I can take you with me when I was doing a transformation. So we're talking about food, we're talking about supplements, we're talking about everything.
Nice.
And that is serious, and it's all available to you free to go through all those modules and get all that information.
Cool.
Now, the other thing is, since then, I've started a new company that is a like a sister company at Earth One Essentials, Earth O-N-E, Essentials, E-S-S-E-N, yeah, T-I-A-R-S, yeah, something like a different spelling, play on words, okay. But we have the Daily Cleanse Rescue Kit, and we also have the Armor Trim. Those are kind of more like your mainstream, you know, dieting products and cleansing products. But they're a little bit more intelligent. They're designed in a way. You'll see when you go to the website, I have videos that explain it. And if you use the coupon code, as always, Alexandra's coupon code is GC10 for either company. You always get the benefit of taking advantage of Alexandra's special offer for you guys.
Yeah, so yes. It also supports Galactic Connection for all of you that are constantly supporting me. This is another avenue to be able to help us with the incredible costs of running our server, our website, our blogging, you know, 365 days, our newsletter, our radio shows. I mean, it really adds up. With everything that I do. I mean, I'm not kidding, guys. I'm still on a donation basis, and most of you don't even have the ability to donate. But I figured if you could purchase something that's supporting not only my work, but it's also supporting you in your ascension process, it's like giving all of us a multi-benefit because it supports Galactic Connection as well. So please use, at the time of the purchase, GC for Galactic Connection, 10.
10.
10. Yeah, 10.
GC10. Now, let me tell you why you want to do this. This is the most important part, okay? When I 2009 through 2011, I was living in my bed mostly and could barely walk around the block. That's how sick I was. I was frail. I had lost all my muscle, and life was horrible, absolutely miserable. You could have killed me, and I would have thought that was a good day back then, because that would have been better than what my perspectives was looking forward to before I got well. But today, I'm 38 years old, and I just started to challenge myself. I had been working out for a couple of years. I built my body back, and I got into CrossFit training, which is very intense, and I'm doing it all with guys that are half my age. One of the kids just ran a marathon last year, and the first week we did the class, I was giving it my all, and he beat me by 7 seconds in the timed event that we had to do. We do several exercises. They time it out. And the second week, I beat him by a minute. And then the last class I just did last night, I beat the entire class. Now, let me tell you my time. I came in at 5 minutes and 57 seconds. The next closest time was 10 minutes and 10 seconds.
Wow.
And the reason I tell you that is because you don't have to age. Aging comes in how you let your body deteriorate. You know, look at what Jack LaLanne was doing in his 80s. He was breaking world records. So I'm not even 40 yet, so I don't allow myself to get into that mindset where I'm going to let this go. So I give my body what it needs, and this is why you want to do it. When you get to experience that type of quality of life, then you've had the revolution inside of yourself, and you can do anything then. If you can do that, you can do anything. You put yourself first, and then you can take care of anybody else that comes along.
Well, and I'd like to add to that, because we are truly stepping into a new heaven on earth scenario. And we are at a place where we can manifest now what we want. A lot of stuff has been removed in order for us to move forward and do this. It is now up to us, and it begins internally from within. what's going on with our bodies, not only just spiritually, but physically, emotionally, and mentally. And so it's very imperative that we understand that whatever we're thinking, we're creating, we're creators. That belief system that we're going to age and, you know, just retire and die, that's not the new paradigm. I mean, that just, I want everyone to really wrap their head around that. That is not a reality if you do not want it to be. And of course, it depends on how badly your body is and how much you've subjected it to whatever. I have been told, I've had other people tell me this, that if you have a contract and you're supposed to, you know, pass away at 63 or 87, I have been told that those contracts can actually be overwritten now because of the fact that we are in a new state of grace. We're in a new, we are in a new era. And from what I experienced last Saturday and the birthing of the age of Aquarius and having the honor to bring that forth and remind everyone, we are literally in a reality where we are imprinting exactly what we want. So we need to be cautious about our thoughts. And if we're looking in the mirror and we're saying, oh God, you know, I'm 65 and I'm so old, you know, we need to counter that. And I can't even imagine if you're taking my essences, even personalized essences or the master formulas, if you're taking Matthew's products, which are also homeopathically based. This is why it's such a good marriage. Now, one other thing I do want to bring up. Matthew, for those that are on the RNA drops, mm-hmm. Okay, some of them have said, hey, I took them and I felt like, you know, kind of a rush and then it just kind of petered out for a while. Tell them what would be your response to that.
Yeah, it's subjective for everybody. So it's always a unique experience for every single individual. Some people need a little bit and that's a lot of potency for them. Some people can use a lot and they don't feel much in terms of what they were expecting to feel. But the thing with it is if you've gotten to a place where you have felt like, gosh, I felt that a while ago, but I don't feel it as much anymore, then take a little break from it. You know, start to use it more intermittently and stagger the amounts that you use and then come back around to it again. And I've done this and I started using it again myself after a break and I got to a level where it was too much. I mean, the two droppers for me was always pushing the envelope a little bit. And so now I'm back down to one dropper. And I do that once every other day, and then some days I'll do a couple, but not every day. It's all based on what I want to do that day and what I need to experience. And if you kind of intermittently stagger your amounts, you'll get a much better experience in the long haul, I believe.
It definitely helps with your clarity.
Yeah.
There's definitely, I feel a real clarity when I'm, I haven't been sticking to it as of late because I've been going through this move. But before that, I really noticed that and just kind of a sense of connection with everything around me. So I know that it's working. But it's just like anything else. Everybody needs to remember any vibrational work that you do, your body needs to assimilate. It needs to acclimate. It's just like trying to think of a good example of that. So, for example, if you let's say you're just really sick and you haven't done anything for yourself and you decide to take one of these products all of a sudden, and all of a sudden you feel like really out of sorts the next day, you know, kind of discombobulated and you're not sure what's going on. Well, that's because your body is bringing in a new substance that's waking things up, okay? And if there comes to a point where you just kind of go into a plateau, that means you got to kick it up a little further. You may need to take a little more, or you may need to take it more often, or you may need to take it less often, but maybe a little bit more. You know, you've got, every body is different, so there's no manual to this, seriously. And the same applies with Matthew's products.
Yeah, and we're here. You know, you can always call us at our 888 number. It's on the website, and we answer the phone. Usually it's Sabrina or I, and we're here to help. So you know, you have individual unique needs, we can help you set up an individual unique package and follow you along every step of the way. So take advantage of it and do what you know you need to do. That's the whole thing. Everybody knows what they need to do. They just need a little kick in the pants sometimes and a reason why.
So. And that's true. We all do. Okay, so we're going to tie this up. Go ahead and can you hold up each of the four products?
Yes. This
so
is
for
the,
a female.
Yeah, Bliss for female. And I do have to tell you, I have about 3 minutes left on my computer battery, and then I'll be out. But I have the Bliss for the female.
Uh-huh.
And then I have the tea spray for the men. Now, these can also be in kits with the HCG Complete, and this will supercharge it. So you can add the HCG Complete. And then at Earth One Essentials, you can do the Armor Trim Rescue Kit. It's an all-in-one. Now, the thing to keep in mind is this other sister company with Earth One Essentials is more of a mainstream company. So it is not as – it's not the same level of purity. Yeah, this is the pure of pure. This is more of your mainstream type company. So keep that in mind. Some people say, oh, it's got, you know, the caps are colored. Well, you know, it's a different company. It's not designed to be purely organic in this and that, whereas RNADrops.com is. So whatever fits your bill, that's where you start. And take it one step at a time and get your goals in mind. Figure out what you're going to do and make it worth it. For me, I'm achieving my goals. I wanted to train like I was 19 again, and I'm actually training better in some capacity, even after all the illness and everything. And that's the power that your body has. Your body can do the most amazing things if you give it what it needs.
Totally agree. Totally. Thank you, Matthew. I'm going to let you go since your battery's about to die. Thanks, everybody, for listening as usual. And please don't forget, when you go to rnadrops.com or One Earth Essentials. Now, is that A-S-C-E-N-T-I-A-L-S?
It's
as in
Earth,
Ascension, right?
No, it's Earth One, O-N-E, Earth O-N-E, and then Essentials, E-S-S-E-N-T-I-A-L-S.com. Yes.
Earth One Essentials.com or rnadrops.com. Don't forget to use the coupon code of GC10. And we want to hear your testimonies. Please start sending them in. We can't wait to hear.
Yeah, and all your questions, because that helps for what we do in the future. Just let us know what makes sense, what doesn't make sense, and we'll get you the right answers.
And Matthew and I are working on some stuff that we're going to put some kits together ourselves, and that's going to be really cool.
I'm excited.
Yeah, I know, me too. Talk to you guys later. We love you, love you, love you. Thanks for everything. Thank you for you. Thank you for what you do, and thank you for what you have brought to this world. We are on our way. Talk to you later.